This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Opening day, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. By the way, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, they have the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven on draft. And the 20th anniversary lager in cans.
They do.
If you're stopping by the game tonight, pop in and see us play a little live big dummy. And that is the game we're playing. Mike, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Get a contestant up here. They'll be good to go. Stall as Mike kind of sneaks behind us for a second.
Yep.
You're in your car listening. You can't tell. We got to get Mike out to the crowd.
Come on, show.
Here we go. The one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, Ryan Castle.
Ryan Castle's in the house.
I got Danny here to help me out, too.
Are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
Okay. Now, as far as a champion, Ryan Castle.
Hey, let me hear for Team Not Sober.
You're wearing a Mariners shirt. Would you prefer a Mariners World Series, a Seahawks Super Bowl, a Kraken Stanley Cup,
or hair on your head,
or a Sonics championship? Honestly.
Can I get the options one more time?
Okay. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics championship? Which one are you taking?
Kraken Stanley Cup for sure.
Really?
Well.
I was thinking the basketball team. Now, look, this is nothing against the Mariners. The Mariners have their shot. They have their shot every year. It's up to them to get their S together, right? They know it. They've had a team. The Seahawks figured it out. Took forever, but then they did it. The Mariners, same position. But the basketball team and the hockey team, like, that would be unprecedented, in my opinion. Unprecedented. Cool.
I think a Mariners World Series would be amazing, but it's never going to happen.
Well, the thing is, we're kind of...
It's opening day. Right. Yeah. So one day becomes the optimist.
You already poo-pooed on it, man.
Come on.
It's day one.
Ten.
But you're right.
Expectations lead to disappointment. That's the problem with Mariners fans. Like, you expect something, and then it doesn't happen.
Right. Well, one game at a time, and tonight is the first game.
Thank you. This could be our year.
There you go.
Okay, Ryan on Team Not Sober.
All right, Castle, since you've shown so much faith.
I'm sorry, what?
You've shown so much faith in the Mariners, at least as much as we all have. Edgar Martinez. We had this man on our show. He is the kindest, gentlest, most genuine human being you can talk to. However, that said,
makes great tacos.
Makes great tacos. We got questions about tacos, brother.
Makes better mezcal.
What?
Makes better mezcal. Honest to God.
Of course you know.
He was Zachariah. Zachariah? Zachariah?
I don't remember the name of it, but I've been to his cantina.
Yeah, they call it the Zach.
I definitely drove the train off the tracks with that one.
I've drank mezcal with Edgar. He's a great guy.
Is there anyone that you have not drank alcoholic drinks with?
He was coming out.
I just feel like
with
every time you bring someone up, like,
they invited us to go in Bellevue. We went there. We drank the mezcal. Yes,
I was there.
Yes,
I don't remember.
I blame the mezcal.
I'm going to say it was good mezcal.
I think at this point, just stop asking if you were there. Like, if Miles of Thrill says, we were there, nod your head.
We were there.
Dude, I do that with my wife sometimes. She's just like, of course we were. And I was like, oh, God, I shouldn't have asked that question. Uh-huh. Never asked a question.
Dude, I found that I just asked, I've realized in the last year and a half, someone will bring up a bar or an establishment, and I'm like, I've never been there. And Ted goes, dude, we were there together. So now when it comes up, I just say, Ted, have I been there? And he'll do the, no, or, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Look, man, the older you get, just live your life.
All ask right. me a question.
Ask me a question.
Let's put the train back on the tracks here.
God, I hate bosses. What position?
Doggy style.
Oh, God. We're still on the air.
What position did Edgar Martinez originally play before becoming the team's full-time designated hitter?
I'm going to guess first base.
I would say third or catcher. I don't know.
He's what third do you guys base. Think? First third or base. Third? Base.
All right.
Okay.
You're saying first? What? No. No, no, no.
Two buttons, dude. Let's focus.
Oh, look, I won.
Let's focus in.
You're out.
He played third base. Edgar Martinez played third base, believe it or not.
Two buttons.
What is the fifth position in pie?
The wrong one. All right, your question.
Again.
In 1989, from what team did the Mariners acquire Randy Johnson to big unit? What team? And I'll give you a hint. The team does not exist anymore.
Oh, Montreal.
He won't get it. Is this a French-speaking team?
Oui, oui. Chef. Oh, was it Montreal?
Oh, it was.
There it is.
Amazing.
Castle.
The amazing, Montreal Expos.
Amazing baseball knowledge.
I could not say another word in French. I'm glad that's what you said.
Yes, I am so smart when I have a smart friend next to me. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Look at that, Danny from the
Daily Mix Show.
What's happening, Danny Mix?
My money says Danny will do better than Ryan Castle did.
I don't know.
Come on, Danny.
I sometimes think that tequila helps him more, so.
Right. Yeah, that was an example of tequila helping right there.
Danny, Danny, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Oh, team not sober.
Okay, good for you.
Attaboy.
All right, Danny, pick a champion. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, a Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics Championship?
Mariners all the way.
Mariners
all the way. Yeah, let's go.
There you go. Okay.
All right, Danny, based on that.
Yep.
I know you're a Seattle fan.
Sure.
So I'm not going to ask you any questions about Seattle sports.
Thank God.
I'm just going to ask you random trivia questions.
Okay.
All right. I feel like you'll get this, and it'll piss me off if you do, but here we go. What board game introduced the world to, this is a trademark, Pop-O-Matic dice? What board game introduced the world to
Yahtzee.
Pop-O-Matic dice?
Was it Sorry?
No, it was Trouble.
Trouble.
Everyone knows what it is. You're just not sure which one was first, but Trouble.
Okay. That's fair.
It's like rolling the dice by slapping your hand. What an incredible creation. Somebody made $1 million on that. All right, Danny.
Yep.
Your question. What nursery rhyme is about people dying of bubonic plague? It's a nursery rhyme we've seen to our children.
Mary had a little lamb, of course.
Now, ring around the rosies.
It is ring around the rosies.
Ring around the rosies.
I thought that one was
ashes,
about...
Ashes, we all fall down.
I thought that
Mary
one was about...
Mary had a little lamb was about a tremendous Greek dinner that Mary was preparing, yes.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was a Euro, actually.
I thought it was about Ringworm. Ring around the rosy.
Jesus.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, sorry. I guess it's better. It's about the plague. A lot of French questions today.
You don't write nursery rhymes about Ringworm, Ted.
No.
And they write, Ring around the rosy?
And they write no new ones.
I've discovered that in the world of nursery rhymes, when you do the research, none of them are positive. All of them are horrible, horrible, terribly tragic. Do not sing this stuff to your children when they go to sleep.
That's why kids are soft.
Basically, what you're saying is, go to sleep, you will die.
Yeah.
That's basically every nursery rhyme. All right, Danny.
If I die before I wake, I hope the Lord, right,
that's
my soul to take.
Yeah.
I went to bed every night.
I always thought it was one more piece of delicious cake. That's just me. I'm gluttonous. If
you
I die before I wake, one more piece of gluttonous cake. All right. All right, Danny, your question. What TV show takes place in the fictional city of Quan Hogward Island? Mike, I know you know.
Quahog.
Go
what? Quahog.
What?
Rhode Island.
Animated TV show. Animated TV show. Huh.
Come on.
Family Guy.
There you go.
There you go. I got one.
Nice.
Nice
Danny
work,
B
man.
From the Daily Mix Morning Show, everybody. Very good. Game is Big Dummy. Mike, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
I am figuring that out as we speak here, Miles. Looks like our buddy Chris wants to play.
All right. Chris, come on up here. Oh, Chris, awesome shirt, by the way.
Thank you. I did not make it.
That looks like unofficial rock merchandise.
Most definitely is with the baseball theme.
Baseball team.
I think it's Seattle Mariners inspired. Oh, rock tea.
There you go. I like the verbiage.
Inspired. Yes.
That's legally acceptable.
That's what we call a team language, boys.
That's
team language.
Tie you, avoid a lawsuit.
Right.
There you go, Mariners.
Unofficial. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober
all
legally.
Right. Chris, thank you for coming down, man.
truly, always a pleasure.
Okay, you're going to pick a champion. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics championship?
Torn between the Mariners and the Sonics. Such a Sonics fan. I was fourth grade when they won, but I think I'm going to have to go Mariners since the Sonics
okay,
have Mariners.
All right. Well, based on time.
Time.
That makes the most
50
sense,
50
right?
years.
Yes.
All right, Chris, you're a Mariners fan?
Kind of, sure. Why not?
Good enough for me. The Mariners, they were an expansion team. So the Mariners joined the majors in 1977. What I hate to say out loud is that I was 8 years old. This is not history to me. This is life. Anyway, they joined the majors in 1977. They did not have a winning season until 1990 what? They were that bad for that long.
Man, I was going to say 95 because I'm not sober.
Wait, sorry, honey.
That's
no,
correct.
No, damn it.
Two buttons, folks.
Do you guys have any guesses?
No.
Mariners joined in 1977. They had a lot of losing seasons.
92?
Mike, you're so close. 1991.
All right,
Chris, question number two.
Question number two. We got one more question for you. This is more fresh on anyone's mind. Who was the final opponent of the Seattle Mariners last season?
Oh, Jesus.
It's the last team they played, man. They did
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, it was not Jesus.
It was not Jesus.
Not Team Jesus.
Cannot field the team
Jesus?
Yet.
Oh, wow.
Was it the Angels?
Not the Angels.
The A's. You're
the A's.
Up again, baby.
Was the A's. Okay.
They were still in Oakland.
At that time.
That is right. I remember that because that was a big deal.
A team without a city.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
That sucks. I mean, you don't want that to happen to anybody. Like, you know, if you've been in a city where you've lost a team, that
it's
sucks.
The worst.
It really is. It really is.
Wow.
All right, question number three.
All right, your question. Only two United States presidents have served two non-consecutive terms, right? They've been elected twice. It's not in a row. One was Grover Cleveland Steamer. Who was the other?
What? The first one was whom?
Grover Cleveland.
The second one is Donald Trump.
There you go.
Oh, nice job.
There you go. All right. The game is Big Dummy. Piner, Tacos, and Tequila. Who wants to come up here and play the big game? Come on, get your ass up here.
There we go.
We're asking deep questions that hit hard. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I respect that. I like the hard-hitting ones.
Well, man, we're known as a very intellectual show. In the 20 years we've been here, we're the most intellectual show that's ever been brought forth.
Think we have a new contestant?
Yep. Who's the next contestant there? Mike Brand played big game.
His name is Eric. Give it up for Eric, everybody.
Eric, are you on that team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Eric. All right, Eric.
Love the honesty, brother.
Yes, sir. Okay, men's room poll, pick a champion. Do you want a Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics championship?
I need the Sonics back.
There we go.
All right, bring them back.
Awesome. Very good.
Boom, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. All right, my friend, here's the question. You got to think geographically. Think about all the maps you saw from elementary school until now. Your question is, what is the only U.S. state that borders more than two Canadian provinces? Or, as I would say, three Canadian provinces.
Huh.
I was thinking Montana. Big state.
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
It is Montana.
One and done. Nice job, Eric.
British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. But before we let you go, because you're so smart.
Yeah.
Right? You don't get bragging rights to do what we call a 50-50 question. In this case, true or false? True or false? The first EP that reached number one on the Billboard chart was Jar of Flies from Alice in Chains. True or false?
True.
That is true.
Boom.
That is true.
Eric out here
nice
dominating.
By the way, back to drinking, back to eating tacos.
Ladies and gentlemen, just you know, Seattle band, local band, right? The first EP, meaning it's not quite an album. It's more than a single. The first EP to reach number one on the Billboard 200 was Jar of Flies from Alice in Chains. Not just that, they set the precedent. Since then, there have been 15 more bands that have put out an EP. Alice in Chains, they forged the path, man.
Game is big, dummy. Mike, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
We have Chris. Give it up for Chris, everybody.
Let's go, Chris.
Hola.
How you doing?
Chris, are you sober or not sober?
I've got one beer down.
All right, well, you're not bad.
Chris, just so you know, if I'm a cop and I say you're sober or not sober, you go, Chris, I go, not sober.
Did you try the men's room IPA?
IPA.
You tried the men's room IPA?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Well, actually... I asked for it, but apparently they still had the Hefeweizen going through it. So I got that beer free, I'm actually drinking off the
IPA.
There you go.
Very good work.
Hey, somebody's got to do the hard work. Right? Thank you, Chris.
Chris, pick a champion. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics Championship?
Oh, boy. Sonics.
Sonics. Yep.
Boom.
I'm waiting. I think maybe 3 months.
I think the commissioner said today they're gonna talk about it in the next couple weeks.
Bring it on.
That's what I'm saying. Once the Celtics sold, that was a good sign that the NBA was moving along. They should announce it soon.
Yep, there you go.
I will say it as many times as I can say it. They've been going through this and to get the media deal done. They got it done. And then also Amazon was one of the primary buyers of the deal. Amazon owns the Sonics. You do the math. The Sonics are coming back, baby. It's just that simple.
There you go. There you go.
They can get mad at me, but I'm sorry for explaining the obvious. Jesus Christ, like having children.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. What country did the so-called pilgrims spend 12 years in before they came to America? What country did the so-called pilgrims have 12 years in before they came to America? Everyone thinks they left England, came straight to the U.S. Like, no, they got booted out of England because they were crazy. Then they went to this place. After 12 years, they said, yeah.
Well, I mean, they had buckles on their hats. They were like, get out of here.
It's a northern European country. It's one of the three weird prongs.
Oh. Yeah.
See, I was going to say Cuba.
Doesn't go by England.
They left England.
No, they got kicked out of England, and then they lived in one of these three, like, Norse countries.
Denmark?
No, nope. Norway.
Norway.
So believe it or not, our quote-unquote pilgrims went 12 years to Norway before Norway was like, you got to go.
Well, they got lucky to get out of there.
All right, your question. In pool, in the game of pool, what color is the five ball?
the which ball?
Five.
Blue.
That's the two ball.
Red.
Five is red.
Five is orange.
Orange.
Ah. 0 for 2 here.
That's all right, Chris. You're doing the hard work, man. You're emptying that other keg.
All right.
All right. Your question. The dish Pad Thai. The food Pad Thai originates from what Asian country?
Thailand.
Okay. There it is. Boom.
That's what happens when you have a menu.
Very good. More of Big W on the way. We are live from opening day, Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. Thanks, guys, for coming out, man. Head Chef's coming up as well. Talking tacos. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in The Men's Room.
Opening day, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Down on Occidental. We all good, getting some tacos, getting some tequila. Head Chef is coming up in minutes. Talking tacos.
Talking tacos? You guys get to eat some tacos.
What, you make tacos at home? What do you make? Are you doing tried and true ground beef? Do you get fancy? Like, what do you do?
Actually, I don't think I ever make ground beef tacos at home. I usually use my crock pot chicken recipe.
Ooh.
And then you make, you know, it's kind of like braised chicken or, sometimes they sell pork taco meat already made. You warm it up.
I see. So you're not going to do your pork shoulder and make some pork tacos.
You know what's funny? I could do that.
Well, it's a different seasoning, though.
It is. You know, when I make pork shoulder, it's a little closer to a barbecue. But you know what? American barbecue tacos.
Okay. By the way, if you're stopping down before the game at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila and joining us for a little big dummy, Men's Room IPA is on tap. And we have the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager in cans as well. Now, if you're headed to the ballpark tonight, just know, look for the bright yellow can of Men's Room IPA from Black Raven at the All-Star Club. Also, Club Level Bar 243 and 132 The Natural. Those are the places we know so far carrying the IPA in T-Mobile Park. So if you're heading to the game, you can't stop by here. At least pick up one. All right, the game is Big Dummy. Mike, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
We have Josh ready to play. Give it up for Josh, everybody.
All right, Josh. Woo! Let's go, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm working on Team Not Sober.
Good for you.
Everybody, Josh.
Josh, don't worry. I don't believe we've had one sober player all day.
Yeah.
Good news.
Okay. I mean, do we have to ask when we do the show inside of a bar?
No, you don't. You really don't.
I'm trying to extend my courtesy, you know?
You know what? You're known for your courtesy. Yes. I mean, that's a great point, Miles. My bad.
If anyone's ever met me before, the most polite guy.
Oh! I mean,
hear that all the time.
It's
amazing time. Okay, so pick a champion there, Josh. Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics Championship?
I was thinking about this earlier. I would have picked the Mariners earlier, but I'm going to switch. I'm going to take a Sonics championship.
You're taking the Sonics.
Sonics. All right. Bring it back.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. All right, smart guy.
Thank you.
One thing I appreciate about you, you're the first contestant that we've had that sat down.
I didn't want to stand.
Well,
I really didn't.
Yeah. Probably more than one question. You know.
It says things. Either I'm going to be here a while. I'm going to sit down because I'm dumb, or I'm sitting down because I got your ass. We're going to find out.
Okay. Let's hope it's not that one.
I got your ass.
I got your ass, not yours.
Maybe they're dating.
Got your nose? Nope, that's your ass.
Nah. All right, your question. Merry Christmas. They were the first words sent by what method? Morse code. Telegraph, skywriting, or text? The words Merry Christmas, the first words ever mentioned by Morse code, telegraph, skywriting, or text.
I do not know this answer, but the first thing I heard behind me was telegraph. I'm going telegraph.
Ooh. Okay.
No.
So,
you didn't help me, man. You didn't help me at all.
I think between skywriting and...
You literally said it. I was like, okay, let's go with
Josh,
it.
Josh, I'm going to go text. That's the first text.
It was, in fact,
it was
the
first
text. Okay.
What did Marconi send? He sent the first telegram. It's in Cape Cod.
What? You don't remember? The first telegram literally was So it's the first time they could communicate, you know, person to person from great distances, and it was. And this is so effed up, but sometimes you got to think about with someone new in advance. His quote was, "What has God wrought?"
That's weird.
Yeah, he thought, okay, this is a bad, I can do it. Now, keep in mind, this is terrible. I can't believe we're going to do this technology, but you're going to pay me that money.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was his position.
But at what cost? Next one was SOS.
Actually, not true. So, believe it or not, true story, I'm going to take you down this little bit of road of radio history, all right? And this is where radio matters to everything that's going on now. The Titanic sank. When the Titanic sank, they sent out a code. But the code was not universal. So different ships, in fact, picked up the code but did not know what was going on. That ship sank that we know to be the Titanic. The people that got rescued got rescued. There was a guy in New York City. And in New York City, his last name was Smirnoff. And Smirnoff said, "Hey, man, I saw this stuff from the Titanic. I thought they were in distress, but there's no code to let me know." That guy came up with SOS.
Oh.
That guy also came up with RCA, the records. He came up with NBC. He came up with ABC. But at the time he did that, they were called the Blue and Red Network. That's the first time the U.S. government stepped in and said, you can't monopolize. So he said, okay, I'll make them separate. Hence, we got ABC. Mm-hmm. Then we got PBS, public broadcasting. Just so you know, the Titanic sinking has everything to do with network TV that you watch now. It's amazing also, how the world works.
The guy that Josh did the SOS, he came up with a Brillo pad. Which is amazing if you're cleaning up
if
the kitchen.
If you do enough dishes, that's
I think
a
his
good
was
joke.
More, his was way more informative. That was very impressive.
That's the truth. So the SOS code came from the guy that invented the TV networks.
And the Brillo pad.
And how to get TV and radio going forward, man. It's an amazing thing. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm just saying.
Miles, right. Did that dish joke just dawn on you?
That deserves a slow clap for sure. It really does.
That's awesome. Wow. Could you pass the palm olives?
All right, your question. What element on the periodic table is represented by the symbol HG, which at that time was hydrogyrum? What element on the periodic table to this day is represented by HG? Because at the time it was hydrogyrum because everything was Latin back then. As a hint, it does not start with the letter H. It does not.
Helium.
No.
HG. Probably starts with an H, bro.
HG. Is that lead? No, PB is lead.
PB is lead for pumblum or something, which is
aluminum.
H. Nope.
Huh. What's the answer?
Mercury. Thank
Mercury.
You.
All right. There we go.
Oh, you're smart.
One who's two-fisted with tequila. Mercury. All right, Josh, question three.
Come on, Josh, buckle down.
I know. I need to get down. I do actually need to come closer to
so
hear a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I'm going to ask you one I feel like you'll get.
I'll take it, then.
The dude from the movie Big Lebowski, the dude, what did he like to drink?
That would be White Russians.
That is correct.
Boom.
Nice job, Josh. Nice job. Okay. Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Oh, this is Anthony.
Anthony.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Anthony.
I'm going to sit down for you.
Anthony, too. All right.
I can't believe you can walk up there with all the hands rubbing against your legs.
Hey, man. Do my
are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. All I'm right. working here.
Anthony's
today.
Working here today. Yeah. But Anthony has played Big Dummy before. He told me earlier he calls in.
Many, oh, sweet.
Yeah,
thank you,
all
man.
The time.
Wait, where do you work?
I work right here.
No, like in the kitchen? Do you work at the
oh,
bar?
Oh, I do a little bit of everything
all right.
here.
In your opinion, what is the best taco? Because the head chef's coming up.
Well, you see, I just make my own with all the ingredients that I throw together back there. But yeah. I will say, people really like the Pioneer. Very good. If you like, right. if you're okay. into spicy, the pork belly today too is very delicious.
Well, these guys might be in luck. There might be some pork belly.
Awesome. All right, men's room poll. You're going to pick a champion. Are you taking a Mariners World Series, a Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics championship?
I'll tell you guys, I will give away every single Seattle sports championship from this point forward and any that we've had in the past for a single World Series.
Oh, seriously?
There you go.
Okay. No. I was thought you were going to build that up and go like another Sounders MLS Cup.
No, I will give. I'll trade that Super Bowl for a World Series second. Man.
I feel like the Storm and the Sounders have somehow spoiled us on championships because when you look at the world of sports,
we need the baseball.
Those are the guys. You know?
We need it.
And
if I could, real quick, my dad and I, we always listen to you guys when we're at work. And
thank you, man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Every day, and Big Dummy's always our favorite day. And he would have been here today, but he was working in the back and fell off a ladder on Sunday, and his knee exploded. So I just wanted to give a shout out. I'm sure he's listening.
What's your dad's name?
So his name's Vince.
Well,
Vince.
I'm glad.
It's a ladder. You go up, you go down. It's not difficult. We've been doing it for you. Tell your father, get it together.
If I would have asked, he would have hit his head and wouldn't be around. So I'm glad I didn't bring that up.
It could have been worse, but I know he would have loved to have been here. So just wanted to give him a shout out.
Well, just think between Vince and Anthony, I'm a Mario fan. They'd be better at ladders.
Who makes better meatballs? Your mom, your dad, or you?
My grandma.
Yeah, you know what? That's always the right
Always grandma.
That is the always
Can you
right
make
answer.
Meatballs?
What's that?
Can you make meatballs?
Can I make meatballs?
Yeah.
Of course I can make a meatball.
Good meatballs?
I'll give you guys the my great-aunt Lucia's secret ingredients for her meatballs
Here's the one thing you don't know. All right?
Okay.
If it's your grandmother making a recipe, the secret armpit, secret recipe of the armpit hair. Always. Mm.
I don't know. My grandma was like this tall, man. Her armpits couldn't even make it.
What's crazy about your grandparents is that they can give you a recipe you've had for a number of years, right? And it's the exact same recipe. And your parents have made this. Your parents doesn't taste anything like your grandma's.
No,
yours
like
doesn't
it.
Taste anything like your parents or your. It's the same recipe. You just can't replicate it.
It's the love. It's the love.
It's the love. Yeah, you got to put love in there.
100%.
Just make sure the cutlets are thin. All right.
All right.
All right, my man.
All right.
You look smart.
Whoa. Looks can be deceiving thrill.
That's the point I was going to get to, but thank you for getting there.
Boy, Anthony.
I look like, what's his name? The boxing promoter upside down.
Don King?
No.
I didn't say that, but yes, you were correct. Thank you, Ted.
Ding.
It's the beard.
Only in America.
It's the beard. There you go.
All right, your question. A signet. C-Y-G-N-E-T. Signet. It's a baby what?
A baby what?
Baby what?
Baby what?
Baby what? God damn it, I did not hit that.
Sandy.
Dude, it's super sensitive.
Is this like a broad category of animal that I'm looking for here?
Absolutely, you know. But right, well, I'd like you to nail it. Like,
everybody's screaming bird, so I'm going to say bird.
All right, can you narrow down the bird?
Oh, what is this? The price is right.
There's so few birds.
Let Anthony hit it.
He got it again.
What? Swan.
A swan.
Okay.
Very good.
Is that right?
Very good.
Wait a minute. Are you one and done?
Yeah.
Okay, don't leave yet.
Okay, I'll sit back
down. We get a lot of people that are like, I know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I had no idea. I was going to say fish, but everybody's screaming swan behind me.
I think it was that little thing on your shoelaces.
Look, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. That's an aglet.
Oh, aglet.
Aglet.
That's right.
I don't know what you did. So we're going to ask you a word of done. So, like, a lot of times you just get an answer because you're lucky or someone gave it to you, or you know, in this case. Let's see what you know. True or false? Seattle people, listen up, right? I could be lying. I might be telling the truth. So, Jar of Flies. It was an EP from Alice in Chains. Not quite an album. Plenty more than a single. 7 songs. Was Jar of Flies from a Seattle grunge band the number one first number one EP on the Billboard chart or no? The first EP EP, not an album, not a single.
Am I having a goddamn flashback?
I know. The answer is Ladybugs.
I think I just heard this a minute ago, and I think it was yes.
Oh, how did you know that?
Hey, right here, baby.
Amazing work.
Seattle Washington said, this is how you do an EP.
Today we're playing our own version of Are You Paying Attention?
Number one, there's been 15 more EPs since then, but not since then. Yeah,
that's fascinating, Steve.
It really is.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's amazing. I wish I had known that earlier.
Mike, who is our next contestant right at the game?
We got Patrick here at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila.
Hi, Patrick. Patrick, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Oh, good for you. Drinking a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager.
Yes, sir.
Patrick, have you tried the IPA?
I have not.
All right, so you're sticking with the lager.
Well, I just tried it. I was here, saw you guys, so I was like, I have to try it.
All right, maybe next try the IPA. Do the whole thing.
Honest opinion, what do you think of the beer?
It's really good.
It is good, isn't it?
Really good.
Black Raven does a great job, man, on all their beers. Okay, our Men's Room poll. Mariners World Series, Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or a Sonics Championship?
No question. Mariners World Series.
There we go.
All right, coming back. Been waiting my whole life.
Nice.
That is the thing, is that there's so many diehard Mariners fans in this town. Like, I just want it for them.
I want it for me.
Yeah, right? You, Anthony, poor Vince with his knee.
I feel bad about Vince.
I feel bad about Vince, too.
Golly. I mean, I have a terrible fear of heights.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea of getting on a ladder, even to change a 9-volt battery and my fire, alarm is enough to just drive me nuts. The fact to fall
it's
off
your
a ladder.
Fire alarm, man.
Man, come on. Or see, fire smoke detector, whatever.
People want cathedral ceilings. And so they realize they're scared of heights and they're like, eep.
Put that up there pretty high.
Eep.
Yeah.
Eep. All right, my friend.
All righty.
You look friendly.
I am.
That's why I hate you. Here's your question. What actor who played the Pink Panther, Dr. Strangelove, was also the first man to be on the cover of Playboy?
Steve Martin?
That is a solid guess, man. That's such a
Was it Peter Sellers?
It was Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers.
Oh. Because everyone said, man, when I buy Playboy in 1971, whatever it was,
Patrick,
I want to see a dude.
Greatest name for a gigolo ever, Peter Sellers.
I would say Peter Parker. Right. I've already determined what's going to happen. Stop being stupid, man. It's disrespectful. Here's your question.
Yeah, Patrick.
How do we get him up here? Patrick has been awful. But things
just a terrible
he's
human.
Only a second question.
I just got here.
Right.
And you've done that much damage. All right, Patrick, here's your question. The book Red Dragon inspired what movie franchise?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I did not hit the goddamn button. Why are they so sensitive now?
I don't know.
That could be it, Mike.
I have no idea. A girl with the dragon tattoo?
That's not a bad guess.
You are disgusting. I see your mind. No. No, no. No, man.
Karate Kid? Oh, Jesus. I just thought Red Dragon was like an Asian thing.
Did you seriously say Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Very close. I don't know. Hannibal goddamn Lecter, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hannibal Lecter, yeah.
Okay.
It's Asian.
Oh, Karate Kid.
Yeah, Patrick.
All right, Patrick. I got to dig deep here. I'm looking at you, man. Hey, I'm going to get you.
Patrick, are those Huskies inspired Jordans you're wearing?
I just really like purple.
All right. He's got on a pair of purple and black shoes. I was like, oh, man, he's a Husky, too.
Oh, nice. Actually, go Cougs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I got one in there.
All right, Patrick, we are at Tequila and Tacos.
Yes.
Right? And these people have been kind enough. What are you doing? Why am I on camera? So they've been kind enough to put us on. So here's my thing. We're at Tequila and Tacos. That's great. All right. So they come up to you and you say, man, I'm having a great time. Just order me Taco Blake. And you order Taco Barbacoa. You get one kind of two meats that you're getting. Two different animals. What are you getting? Because you just said it. They're going to get it for you. You're going to eat one of these. It's not raccoon or weasel.
What's the question?
What type of meat are you getting?
In barbacoa. What are the meats?
Yes. Beef.
And?
No.
Pork.
You get lamb or goat.
Ooh. Lamb or goat.
Most people don't know this, but Murray had a little lamb, she was eating barbacoa.
Hmm. All right, Patrick, question number four.
Okay.
Focus, Patrick. Focus.
I'm trying. It's hard to hear.
That's fair.
Are the Mariners playing tonight at 7:10 at T-Mobile Park?
Not the Oakland A's, not the Sacramento A's.
Okay, very specific.
Just the Athletics.
Aha!
There you go.
You are correct. Very good.
Head Chef is coming up. Ted's Meat Potatoes. We are talking tacos as we are live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila on opening day. That is coming up along with your emails. The Men's Room at KISW.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.